share some more music with us, Gretchen.
Well, this one is actually chronologically next in terms of when it was written, because Compassion, I believe I wrote in November. And then shortly after that, I got invited to a friend's house to sing Christmas carols. And I've always loved singing Christmas carols because they're generally beautiful melodies. But when I was singing them, I was remembering what I don't like about them, and in most cases, it's the words, because they just felt very exclusive to me. They're very Christ-centered, which most people would say, well, duh, that's what Christmas is, but I'm enough of a pagan to have adopted Christmas sort of for my own purposes over the years. I tend to forget that some people think that that's all Christmas can be. So it ends up making me feel very disinvited. I'm singing these songs, you know, Come All You Faithful, and I'm thinking, wait, do I qualify? And am I allowed? If I don't believe this is true and that is true, am I still allowed to sing the song? Am I still allowed to do Christmas carols? So I thought I would write a carol for people like me. So this one is called O Come All Ye Faithful.
O come, all ye faithful, and sing a Christmas song that doesn't make non-Christians feel as though they don't belong. Let's sing about a birthday that brings so many joy, a humble, patient mother, and a tiny baby boy. I know that we can't all agree on what the season means, so let's avoid divisive lines that highlight our extremes. For some, Christ is the Savior, for some He is the King, but for many, Jesus' teachings are the real gift He brings. Oh, come, all ye faithful, and sing a Christmas song that doesn't make non-Christians feel as though they don't belong. Let's sing about a birthday that brings so many joy, a humble, patient mother, and a tiny baby boy. Man of peace, a man of prayer, who turns the other cheek and preaches that the earth belongs to the blessed meek. Now that's a man whose birthday anyone could celebrate without regards to questions of his anointed state. Oh, come, all ye faithful, and sing a Christmas song that doesn't make non-Christians feel as though they don't belong. Let's sing about a birthday that brings so many joy, a humble, patient mother, and a tiny baby boy. So Muslim, Buddhist, pagan, Jew, and even you atheists should all feel welcome in this song to join with Christian deists and sing a joyful gloria about a starry night without the lyrics telling you your own beliefs aren't right. Oh, come, all ye faithful, and sing a Christmas song that doesn't make non-Christians feel as though they don't belong. Let's sing about a birthday that brings so many joy, a humble, patient mother, and a tiny baby boy. If you find this song offensive to your sensibilities, just look at all the Santas and the glowing Christmas trees. If they can all be blended with a Christian worldview, then surely we can harmonize this carol with them too. Oh, come, all ye faithful, and sing a Christmas song that doesn't make non-Christians feel as though they don't belong. Let's sing about a birthday that brings so many joy, a humble, patient mother and a tiny baby boy. A humble, patient mother and a tiny baby boy.
Combination of a great message and an awesome voice and melody by Gretchen Wing, here today for Song of the Soul. O come, all ye faithful. Most of our search engines don't distinguish between lower and uppercase. So if they go searching for your song, they're not going to find it on the web because there'll be all those others that are more song. That's too bad.
True,
huh?
Yeah. I probably made that one unsearchable. Oh, well.
Well, you can add an appendix to it, you know, O come all ye faithful, redux, or, you know, whatever.
There you go.
Obviously, I'm drawn to what you say there. I do feel myself torn. You mentioned earlier that, of course, Christmas, duh, you know, it's got the Christ in Christmas, right, so on. Obviously, I think also, and I think a lot of Christians refuse to believe this, but a lot of the elements of the Christmas story or the Christmas trees and so on, I think the trees are Druidic or something in origin.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, they're adopting, putting in pagan symbols and so on. And I understand there's stories of virgin birth and all that kind of thing that predate the year zero.
Yeah, my understanding is our celebration of both Christmas and Easter is very syncretic. It's, you know, borrowed a lot from earlier traditions, and which has made them, in my opinion, better holidays to celebrate, but
more fun.
But more engaging. And I think there's a lot to that idea that, well, let's all celebrate. If Jesus, it seems to me that there's, whether you believe he's the Son of God or not, there's an awful lot to celebrate about the birth of Jesus. So why don't we not quibble about whether he's the Son of God? You know, let's just focus on the fact that he was great and he was born, you know, at some point, and we arbitrarily say it's December 25th, although most people seem to agree that it wasn't. What's wrong with that? You know, who could argue with that? That's sort of the message that I want to give out, because I just think that to do otherwise is kind of miss his point. You know, let's respect the man. Isn't his point that we should be paying attention to the message and not how holy he is, you know, or not?
You know, one of the other poles of this cultural approach to this is that a lot of people celebrate Christmas as completely, you know, it's a shopping spree. That's what it is. And I'm kind of assuming, as having been raised Quaker, that kind of annoys you as well. So don't you find yourself walking between two extremes?
Yeah, I mean, it does. And, you know, like, I give into it like everybody else. I like presents. You know, but I get highly annoyed with the whole Christmas creep that, you know, now it's Thanksgiving. You're going shopping on Thanksgiving, not just the day after Thanksgiving.
No way, you're killing people on Thanksgiving to get the gifts.
Exactly, and you're making these poor store workers, you know, forego their Thanksgiving meal so that they can sell you cheap crap from Asia. You know, that's annoying. Nothing against buying presents or making presents, but yeah, I have definitely, especially now living on Lopez, it's a huge shock to go back to the mainland anytime after Thanksgiving with the constant Christmas carols and the decorations and everything. Oh, yeah, that's right. They're trying to sell us stuff.